Mark Gorman's retirement was cut short by the earthquake in Sumatra that struck on his last day of work at Search. A week after turning in his keys, Gorman was in Padang working for a Los Angeles-based NGO called Relief International. Now, Gorman's retirement has taken him to another part of the world. He's been living in Vientiane, Laos since May, working on a 2-year contract for World Education. This Boston-based NGO has been in Laos since 1992, providing victims' assistance and mine risk education. Speaking from his office in Vientiane via Skype, Gorman says the scale of the bombing that took place in Laos is almost unimaginable.
During a 9-year period, there were bombing runs over Laos every 9 minutes. And if we bring that home to Sitka, that would be about 132 flights a day landing at our airport around the clock for 9 years.
That 9-year period was during the Vietnam conflict, when the U.S. engaged in a widespread and mostly secret bombing campaign in Laos and Cambodia in an attempt to prevent the movement of Viet Cong along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Much of the ordnance used in the bombing are known as cluster munitions, a large bomb that carries between 300 and 500 bomblets, each about the size of a tennis ball. The Lao government estimates that there are 80 million unexploded bombs in the fields and forests of the country. There are roughly 300 accidents a year involving unexploded ordnance, called UXOs. Gorman says he was in a northern province recently to visit two boys, an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old, who had been wounded by cluster munitions while farming. Gorman himself has two boys. He says the visit caused him to reflect on the origins of the bombs and the impersonal nature of war.
Probably was manufactured in a munitions plant, probably in the Midwest in the United States, 45 years ago by some person earning an honest living, caring for his or her family, not recognizing the consequence of that work, and not really being accountable for that. But where is that person today who created that cluster munition, and where is that person's grandkids? It kind of was an aha for me, because I think we all have a global responsibility, and I'm not putting that responsibility on the munitions worker in the United States, but we in this global community are often so detached from our actions and the consequences that they bring to others around the globe. It was a moment of thought that kind of took my breath away.
World Education's efforts to assist victims and educate a generation of children who may not even have heard of the Vietnam conflict is funded by multiple sources, including the U.S. State Department and the Bureau of Weapons Removal and Abatement. Gorman says he has a staff of 25, some of whom also work on microfinance and cultural revitalization projects. Gorman says there are another dozen organizations involved in actually trying to clear unexploded bombs from Laos. Nevertheless, the U.S. is not a signatory to the Convention on Cluster Munitions drafted in Oslo last year. 111 nations signed the pact, which went into effect in August of this year. Laos was the first to sign. Gorman believes that the U.S. and a number of other nations, including Israel, India, and China, think that there is still a strategic role for cluster munitions. Gorman says the Lao people themselves do not dwell on the past.
They live very much in the present. It's a Buddhist culture. And a month ago, I was up in northern Laos, and I was speaking to an older gentleman who was about 65 years old. He was a former Buddhist monk in one of the most heavily bombed areas of Laos. And I said, "What did you do? What were you doing during the war?" And he said, "I was a monk, and I was living at my wat, which is at the Buddhist temple." And I said, "Did you experience any of the bombing?" And he said, "Oh, yes, we were bombed everywhere, and our wat was bombed as well." And I said, "Well, how do you feel about the Americans today?" And he said, "That was a government. That wasn't the people. The people of America are good people." And I thought, my gosh, that's a generous spirit. I don't know how many of us could be that kind and forgiving.
Gorman's wife, Nancy Knapp, is also in Laos working as a consultant for the Ministry of Health. She's on a leave of absence from her job at Search and will be back to work in February. Both Gorman and Knapp have extensive backgrounds in relief. He says every once in a while there's an awkward moment when someone compliments them for the work they do, which they invariably shrug off. We are the lucky ones, Gorman says. We are enriched every day by this experience. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.